Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Now let us analyze some career attributes for Sagittarius rising. Now the Lord of the first house itself brings in a lot of drive towards understanding everything from the lens of rules and regulations, ethics and morality, higher learning, long-term planning and goals. That's Sagittarius, and that's ruling the first house, Jupiter. Second house, the Artha Lord of that, is now Capricorn, which is Saturn. Therefore, everything in their house is very Saturnian in nature. Their speech is very less again. Why? Because Saturn is slow in speaking. Saturn slows everything down. So their speech might be a very slow, controlled speech kind of. They're very careful in what they speak, Sagittarius rising. Because of the presence of the Lord of Saturn, Lord of Capricorn, which is Saturn, isn't it? And so their value system is governed by a lot of cynicism, skepticism of what goes on in ways of earning money. Saturn is an extremely skeptical, cynical planet. Picks on all kinds of things that can go wrong in something, for example. So Sagittarius rising, when they select their career paths, they have this addition of this approach. Slow speech, going as more cynical, picking things which are not proper in their place, Capricorn. Capricorn wants to set things right. Saturn wants to set things right. So that is occupying the second house here. So they bring that into the career aspect. Sixth Lord, on the other hand, is Taurus, the house of accumulation of resources. And Saturn supports Venus very actively, and they are entrined to each other, the Lords. Therefore, Sagittarius ascendants might be very good in banking, finance, institutions, because Venus rules accumulation of resources in Taurus. Therefore, these people might select Saturn plus Venus kind of approach, isn't it? Saturn holds that wealth in the second house. In the sixth house, it is ruled by Taurus, which is the house of resources. So their career paths may be determined more in banking, finance, large financial institutions. These days they call them fintech, for whatever reason, financial investment houses and so on. That is the sixth house. Also, the sixth house is in a fixed sign, so they might have steady long careers, because even the second Lord is Saturn. Although that's a movable sign, it's more slow in progress. So slow and steady progress in these kinds of careers is useful for Sagittarius rising. Now the 10th house has movement in it, Virgo. So detail oriented work is Virgo, ruled by Mercury. You see how I'm bringing this together? Saturn in the second, ruling the second house, Venus ruling in Taurus in the sixth, and Virgo. So detail oriented work, accountants, chartered accountants, people working in detail, wherever details are needed, micro details are needed, Virgo is very good at that. They bring that to the career, to the 10th house. This is the way a Sagittarius will approach their careers. Of course, the Lords are one thing, placement is quite another, isn't it? So we shall see that later in the House Lords and so on. Now let us briefly summarize the rising sign characteristics, disposition of this person in career. Sagittarius is adventurous, optimistic, knowledge-driven, rules and regulations, ethics and guidelines. These natives seek growth, exploration and higher meaning in their careers. They always look long-term. Nothing about Sagittarius rising people is short-term. They approach life with sincerity, curiosity and a philosophical outlook. While they may appear restless or overly idealistic, very idealistic Jupiter, their natural optimism and focus on wisdom often push them into outer boundaries of guiding, teaching and leadership roles. Influence of the career lord, second house, Saturn in Capricorn, governs wealth, resources, speech. Therefore, all these things become slow. Wherever Saturn as Capricorn sits, it becomes slow. Things slow down there, brings discipline, patience and responsibility to financial matters. Capricorn in the second house may also indicate that these people might be born into houses where there was a lot of stinginess in terms of spending. Why? Because Capricorn is there. So they feel the household is very stingy, a lot of value for money, spending thriftily, okay? Thriftiness, prudence in spending money. They are born into such families. At least they feel that way. Mentally, Saturn makes them cautious, practical, structured in how they build income. This makes them methodical. Capricorn in the second house gives value of money early to Sagittarian rising people. They learn the value of money very earlier on in life because they are born into such families. Emotionally, they may feel pressure or delays in financial growth, sure, because Capricorn is slow and steady growth, but gain stability through persistence. Sixth Lord, Venus in Taurus. Sixth Lord governs daily routine, service, challenges and work discipline. Now this is a house of accumulation of resources, nothing to do with any of these. Brings creativity, diplomacy and refinement into professional settings. They want to gather a lot of wealth. Their focus in the sixth house being Taurus, this Venus wants to see how much money they are making. So these people are very heavily focused in accumulation of finances, wealth and so on. Because Taurus is there in the sixth house. Their daily routines, they are always focused on accumulation of wealth. Mentally, this Venus gives them harmonious approach to handling conflict and competition. I would put it more as a Venus driven towards self-interest in gathering finances. They are very selfish in terms of what they derive in wealth when they are doing their daily work. In promotions, let's say in workplaces, they might say, how much raise am I getting? They are not so much interested in the position. They say, how much money are you giving me extra? See, that kind of an approach. Emotionally, they thrive in cooperative, aesthetically balanced environments. Yes, they have to have a little Venus environment to thrive. Venus does not like quarrel. Venus likes balance, especially in Libra. But now we are talking about Taurus. So it's here focused on cooperating to get money. People-focused environments. The 10th Lord, Mercury, going into Virgo. 10th Lord governs career, recognition and professional environments, achievements. Now, Virgo in the 10th makes it brilliant in intellect, brilliant in versatility, communication skills into their career. Mercury in Virgo is more than communication, it has to do with detail-oriented work. Mentally, Mercury makes them sharp, detail-oriented, there you go, and adaptable in work. They can change their approach to fit the bill, you know, to see where they are, what kind of environment they are working in. Career path is difficult to determine because it changes signatures in the environment presented to you, isn't it? Emotionally, they feel validated when recognized for their intelligence, communication, and analytical contributions. These are the recognition factors for Sagittarius rising. Now let us summarize the collective play of the Lords and see where that one brings us. Now the collective play of Lords for Sagittarius rising says this: Saturn, Venus, Mercury, combined discipline, Saturn, harmony, Venus, and intellect. These are the aspects they will bring to the table. How that plays out, let's see. Attitude will be one of optimistic, broad-minded, because Sagittarius rising, but grounded in practicality, Saturn, Capricorn in second, when it comes to career growth. Characteristics, they are ethical, steady, diplomatic, and skilled in communication and analysis in the workplace, because Virgo is sitting in the 10th house. Mental style is of a visionary, because they are Sagittarius. They are very visionary creatures, and methodical, Saturn and Mercury, 2nd and 10th house, able to merge big picture goals with fine detail. Very good for banking, finance, Sagittarius rising, because of this combination. Emotional tone, they seek meaning in work, but also stability and recognition for both their values and skills. Career outlook, with this 2-6-10 combination, what does that give for Sagittarius rising? In teaching also is slow and methodical, isn't it? Detail oriented. Maybe teaching even in for banking institutions, or maybe management consulting organizations, or maybe teaching as management institutions, because their teaching method becomes slow and steady. Saturn as Capricorn ruling the second house, and Mercury as details going into the 10th house, isn't it? They might be teaching finance in institutions, consulting definitely, especially you have to see the placement of Jupiter. Consulting, law, not so much. I wouldn't put law so much in Sagittarius rising. There's no Mars anywhere. Communication, yes, definitely. Writing depends what is there in the... what is the Lord of the 10th doing? For example, if the Lord of the 10th, Mercury, is sitting in the 3rd house in Aquarius, then it may become unconventional writing, novelists. This is how things shift a lot, okay? In careers. Management, yes, there is a strong dominant need to be a manager in something, although it is not seeking it. Virgo is the 10th, is more interested in the details of how things work, not so much interested in the position aspect, but interested in money gathering. So I would still go towards banking and finance, yes. Creative industries, very less, depends where Venus and Moon are placed. They often find success when balancing Mercury's intellect, this quest for details, Mercury in Virgo, Venus diplomacy, and Venus gathering resources in Taurus. Diplomacy is more Libra. Saturn's discipline and slow and steady speech, Capricorn in the second house. Therefore, these people build careers steadily. Slow and steady progress is Sagittarius rising, where financial growth may come slowly but surely through Saturn's influence. They thrive in professions that allow them to combine knowledge, communication, and ethical judgment with practical systems. Virgo is very practical in nature. So these people, although they are having long-term rules and guidelines and idealistic in their moral approach, in terms of career, there brings a lot of practicality. You can think Sagittarius rising, oh, it's about dharma, about this, that, and the other. It's not the case. It depends upon what the Lords of 2nd, 6th, and 10th house are, which we just saw in Sagittarius rising. So be careful how you evaluate the rising sign. Always take the Artha Lords of 2nd, 6th, and 10th and see where the direction goes. The way I'm giving this analysis should give you a more direction of how to analyze something. whatever it is, in terms of career, rather than giving you a fixed nature of how things will proceed, because every chart is unique. And there is a concept of Desh, Kal and Patra in Jyotish, which means where you are born, which country you are born, which family you are born, society you are born, and the times you live in determines the career, in addition to other things of your life. So it's not necessary that one person like me sitting over here in India can determine what career somebody in Chile or Peru would use. Definitely not. That's not the way Jyotish is structured anyway. Okay. I'll see you in the next with Capricorn rising. Meanwhile, take care, be safe, share this video and be safe.